nasty with it.
Yeah, real sloppy with it.
Yeah, and when you buy it, slap that shit on the counter.
Yeah.
One by one.
And then I'm going to slap it.
And look at the cashier in her eyes or his eyes.
I'm
going to
slap it on his face.
So,
hold one up in the air and slap the back. I want to pay for this shit.
I'm going to start, okay?
No, go ahead. You ready?
I'm going to start the show. Yo, welcome to another episode of Renaissance Live. It's your boy Pope Ry. I'm here with the gang.
What up, though? King Chi in the building. Mute that.
We back, baby.
Tweet back. We was back last week. But tweet back and say, nah, I would kill your shit.
I was gone for a minute. Now I'm back with the jump off. How we feeling?
We good. Tweet, what you been up to?
Man, you know.
What you got going on?
Regular shit. Still working at that sleeve shit. You know. You know.
Don't do that. They treat y'all good.
I want to get into this shirt because I want to support this young lady.
Well, we're going to get right to that. Hey, y'all had COVID a couple weeks ago.
Tell us some more about that shirt. We don't want to hear about your COVID. You trying to get us kicked off. We just got on. You trying to get us kicked off already. What's going on with that shirt?
This young lady, Jasmine, man, support women, buy weed for women.
She's local?
Because I got some Venom OG right now.
Somebody, you know.
Some Venom OG?
Nah, I don't know her. She from North, though.
Oh, okay.
She a black girl, so
you said what's her name?
This some Venom OG weed you got?
Shout out to Jasmine, man. Y'all go fuck with her shirts. Support women.
And she sells weed with the shirts?
No, I didn't say she does that. It's just, this is a shirt, okay?
And the message is buy weed from women. So, we gonna support that.
Yeah, but do that. But yeah, you know, just regular shit. Still trying to work on some music. All of, you know, ain't not really changed. Just was trying to get my head on straight, you know. The little break we took was kind of neat.
Much,
you know?
Needed, yeah.
Definitely. I mean, as y'all can see, definitely. The location has changed.
Yes. Right.
We have changed.
Yes, we definitely have changed.
The motto has changed. You know what else changed, bro?
What else changed, brother?
The price.
The price, today's
price
is not
today's price.
We just saying.
It's not.
It's the background changed.
No more. Change.
A lot of shit changing. We moving on up. Like the motherfucking.
We are now broadcasting from the one and only Renum Spoons
studio. What
would we call residential studio? Because remember, before we had the vehicular studio.
Right.
Is now the residential studio. Right. All right, man. Give us ourselves a round of applause.
And as y'all can see, y'all used to comment about the couch. We really went and got one.
Coca-Cola doing hot.
Fight it. That Coke serious. Especially when you're new to it.
You feel me? Paint off my inside.
Right now. God damn.
Ain't the only thing that be wiping the paint off the inside.
Yo.
What?
It even take 5 minutes.
Go ahead, introduce the first subject, Rashid. Oh, you wanted to talk about your COVID.
Nah, we ain't gotta talk about that.
No, we.
Everybody got that. We ain't gotta talk about that.
Because I got something to say about it anyway. So go ahead.
Who, you got something to say about it?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I caught COVID after like dodging it for 2.5 years. For some reason, that thing just came around and said, I think I missed you the first time around. I'm gonna circle back. That shit spent the block on me, bro. Like, but you know what? It's crazy. I lost my sense of smell and taste for like 1.5 weeks. And that was it. No body pain, no. No fever or anything like that. I just couldn't taste or smell for like 1 week and a half.
So you're telling me you couldn't taste the pussy for 1.5 weeks?
Absolutely not. And I tested it out too. So I knew I couldn't.
I could still taste, but I couldn't smell.
It was wet. But I could not taste the minerals.
You couldn't taste the pussy either, Tweet?
Nutrient. You walked right into that one.
You walked
right into that one. Like, yeah, me too. I tried it out too. She was not the same.
Speaking of COVID, man, I heard that Dr. Oz and Dr. Fauci are supposed to have a debate.
When is this?
I don't know. They setting it up.
Because Dr. Oz do not fuck with Fauci.
Nah, he don't. None of the holistic doctors fuck with Fauci because they don't.
They say Fauci be selling that mid.
You worry, he be selling that bullshit.
He be on that bullshit.
He be selling that shit.
Like,
hold on, let me fix this camera. Go ahead, yo.
But, yeah, man, that was it. Like I said, shout out to everybody that had caught the shit this time around. I ain't having before. And
that made it out.
Yeah, that made it out. It was crazy. I don't even hear the numbers no more. You know how that first 2 years, it was like half of them.
From California just for
that's what it sounded like.
Yo. You know
On the way, on the ride up here, I was just telling her I watched this movie on Netflix with Idris Elba and about some black cowboys and
Philly. Yo, The Harder They Fall or some
no,
shit
I
like
saw that.
That
was good. But this shit in Philly, it's called Something Cowboys.
Cocaine Cowboys?
Nah. But it's actually cowboys in North Philly. Like, they had ranch and everything. It was a good-ass movie. Check it out. I can't remember the name, but I'll look it up for y'all in a second.
Okay.
And they use the word John a lot.
John? So, the cowboys?
The people in Philly. Like, the cowboys. And I started saying that shit after watching the movie, and I was telling them it's crazy how you could watch something, and then their mannerism or their language, you just pick that shit up real quick.
That's how I did when I used to watch Peanut Live 215 from Philly. Mm-hmm. You ever watch that shit? Mm-hmm. And I used to tell everybody to skedaddle, skedaddle, fuck out of here, skedaddle, bitch, pussy. That used to be my shit, Peter Law.
Yeah, that's crazy how that shit work out.
Hey, yo. And I used to be running like, hold on, look me in my eyes, yo, look me in my eyes.
Word up, man.
But,
I got two interesting topics we're going to get into tonight.
Go ahead, then.
We're going to get into some grown and sexy shit.
Have at it.
The first one, of course, you know I watch a lot of shit online. So it was this young lady. I can't remember her name on Instagram. And if I could, I probably wouldn't tell you. But I went into her live, and she was talking about 69, the position. Mm-hmm. Basically, she was basically saying the good and bad of it. She feel like, as a female, being on the bottom, no, the female, when she's on top, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. that guys always say, sit on my face. She said, but it's...
Oh, yes, ma'am.
She said, yes, but it's a mental struggle to her because she feel like she got to be conscious of the man and that he can't breathe.
Don't be conscious of me.
So I'm saying, like, why are you worrying about him if he's telling you what to do? He not new to this. He used to this. If I tell you sit on my face, sit that shit on my face. I could breathe on my own.
I'll breathe later.
I'm going to make sure I breathe. And if I die...
Let me die.
I went out a legend. I feel like if you go out like that, you go out a legend. You feel me? So she was saying like she got to worry about like tooting it a certain way or not sitting directly.
You ain't got to worry about nothing, girl.
Not sitting directly on his face because it's like his nose being her ass. Yeah.
And what's like, the problem?
She's complaining at this point in the live. So another thing she brought up was how when he's down there, he's really not licking the clitoris, which that's the main thing you do when you're down
there. You gotta lick the clit.
She like, you licking everywhere else because you can't really breathe. Like, you moving around so much, you're not really getting the 69 going for her. So she feel like she cheated because now she working your shit. Like, she killing your shit, but you not really
she
getting her what
she
wanted. Right. But it's like, I think whoever she dealing with, he's not doing it correctly. Because anybody that ever did a 69 and she on top and she's sitting on your face, you know how to move the ass cheeks open with your thumbs. You know how to position yourself as a man, to get enough air.
And you got
to
finger it while
you're saying, and you push, you hold that thing like that. So you got the clit here with your thumb.
Too, like, she kind of has her shit tooted up.
Yeah, so I'm like, maybe her positioning is wrong. Like,
it could be both.
So I thought it was interesting. I wanted to bring it on the show as to like, then she presented the last question was, as a man, she said, think about it. Let's say we reverse positions and now she on the bottom and now you got your dick all the way down her throat. She said, now you got to worry about holding yourself up so that you don't go all the way in her shit and now she choking and shit. I'm over here like, thinking about if my shit too far down your throat.
Because usually when my shit go too far down, she start biting a little bit and I'm like,
wait, what?
You don't feel them teeth? See, your dick probably don't fill the whole mouth. But my dick
my shit
so sometimes I catch that back
right here.
I ain't going all the way down there. I got just enough dick.
My shit fill up the mouth, so sometimes I catch some of them teeth back there.
Oh, nah. Yo.
A little scrape.
Yeah, sometimes that's when I know I'm going too far.
You ever had a girl with that tooth, that little extra tooth in the back?
That little nub.
And
it
be scraping your shit?
Yeah.
That shit aggravating as fuck.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But, yeah, so tweet you the female on the show. How do you feel about that position? Like, have you ever found yourself worrying about the guy? Like, are you sitting too far down?
Yeah,
or like,
so,
were you satisfied? Like, was he doing what he needed to do?
Specifically like that, like if he laying down and, you know, I'm on top of him and he can see me from the front.
that way I do be scared because I be like, I don't know if I'm really pushing my shit so far into your face right now that you have no air. Like,
please.
And I'm trying to.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
I want to suffocate you. Yeah, I'm trying to be nasty, but I'm.
Why don't you want to suffocate me though?
First of all, it's not you.
I mean, no, I'm saying.
No, he's speaking for the man
said.
In the position.
That's what I'm
though,
saying. Why
yeah.
don't you
want to
suffocate me, though?
I'm not, no, not you. We know. No. Why didn't you want to
like,
suffocate
this? Yeah, like, why is that a concern of yours,
what
though?
You
like,
mean? I don't actually want you to die.
But he's telling
you. You don't want me to die trying?
Like what?
You pussy or not trying?
Yeah, like yo.
I mean, I'm not trying to say that I'm not gonna, you know, sit on his face, but or like you feel me? If I'm sitting, getting up and down, and I'm like smacking my shit in your face, that's okay. But if I sit on your shit just like this, you don't got no air.
How you know I'm got no air?
What does he need?
Has
is
the
he
man
eating
ever
pussy
died?
Or he eating air? What is he supposed like? You're confusing.
I'd rather just do it just at 69, and so that way that I can lay and I can toot my shit up to where I know you're gonna get most of the clit, and you have the access to pull my shit back.
You know you're overthinking you know? It though. You worrying
like,
about the wrong shit.
Like,
if I say sit that
work.
Ass in my face, just sit it. I'll do the rest of the work. You focus on my dick. Now you being you doing too much.
Like that, cause I'm like I feel like I'm heavy, you know. Like,
yeah, tweet yeah.
Bro, you not fucking with no little nigga. So whatever nigga you fucking with, he gonna be able to lift you.
Unless
she
fucking with a heavyweight.
No, I mean I don't fuck with big niggas, but I like not skinny niggas, but I like how you call it, like built slim niggas.
Mm. What like, weight class? What weight class we talking?
I don't know because I don't know how to do men. Like you know, I don't know how you guys. What do you guys like weigh? You know.
Well, me, I'm at the bigger
you know
end.
He 200 plus. So like
I'm 250.
Like, you 250.
See, I wouldn't even guess that.
He
what did
LeBron
you thought I was?
Weight.
300?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, and I'm 187, but I'm short.
You 187?
So, yeah.
Wow. See, I'm 175, and I was like, I don't know how to gauge the weight. Oh,
so but
see,
your
like,
yeah, men and women weight different because y'all proportion different
yeah,
than we are. Like,
saying.
Yeah,
like,
so your
it's
weight
not
is
specifically a weight class. It's just like the build that I see.
Yeah, most of my weight really dick meat, but that's just me.
Heard you. So how much percentage you think is dick weight?
Dick weight after 250, at least 65 pounds is dick meat.
65 pounds.
Or I dropped 65 pounds of dick meat off in bitches. Anyway, moving
okay.
along.
That went left like it normally does.
It didn't go left. But, Tweet asked me a question, I answered it.
But yeah, go ahead, Tweet, man. I'm concerned as to
go ahead.
Why you worrying about your position on him. Is this y'all first time? Or if y'all do it like more than once?
All right, well, I guess I was thinking every time, like more around the first time or maybe one time from each person that I fuck with. And I've always felt myself being concerned with whether or not I was going to, you know, smoke.
I'm good for now.
Yeah, I just don't want to smuggle a nigga over eating pussy. Like
smother.
I just feel like your focus is in the wrong place.
Like you're going to put him in the pussy, take him over the border.
I
just
smuggle this
nigga's
tongue.
Yeah, like
put him in the pussy, take him over the border.
It's like you only got one job, and that's to kill my shit. Like. I got one job. It's to handle yours.
Said that to me, like, stop playing and like really like.
Yeah, because
like,
you could tell you unfocused.
Boy,
like,
he pull me down, like you know.
Yeah,
like,
come here.
Right, like he
hurt
know
me.
What he doing.
Scratch me or something. Bitch. Fuck is going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I feel like yeah.
That's just because a lot of men.
How, but you know what? I feel
don't like
the way
vanilla
I feel
sex.
About that about choking, like choke me out, like literally, like I'm trying to pass out almost, like I'm right there at the tip of passing out.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep choking me like that, but you know.
Oh, so you like to get choked till you pass out?
You mean
out.
Like while you giving head?
No.
No, like why?
Oh,
you,
why you?
Even if we fucking, like.
Mm. Oh, choke.
What if we not fucking?
Limit.
Could I just like just choke you sometimes
no,
till you pass
no.
out? just
out of the blue word, it's like strangling.
Bitch, you
want to
get turned on real quick?
Yeah. Now that's a concern. I ain't gonna front. When I'm having sex, that's a concern of mine. The choking part. Like,
yeah.
It feels good, like you got a lot of power, but then it's like, damn, like how much is too much?
Yeah.
So it's like you gauge it, but it's like you pulling back, but you giving a little bit of force. So it's like a give and take. It's like, I don't want to crush her
shit. When I be choking, niggas, I be really trying to choke their ass.
Oh shit! See, tweet out here doing.
But you won't suffocate him. But you're a choker.
Yeah, I'm. Is he you a killer?
No, because I know how to do it without actually being right on your Adam's apple. So it's fun to me thinking that I'm getting the, you know, the joy of actually choking you out, but I'm actually not hurting.
I want you to crush my esophagus when you choke me.
Fucking trachea gone. That shit damaged.
After we fuck, I want to be like, damn, girl, that shit was all right. Fucked this one bitch, and I've been sounding all right, like so next this question. Ever since.
Next question. Are you okay with your partner getting off and you not? Basically, they're having an orgasm, but you don't?
Yes.
Hell yeah. I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm not okay. Let me put the camera on myself. I'm not okay with me getting off and my partner not getting off. I hate that shit.
Of course not. Yeah.
I hate that shit. But yeah,
we're going to have to move that next time.
What?
Because every time you move the table, the camera be shaking.
Oh, do it?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, but I'm not okay. I'm perfectly fine with my partner getting something off and I don't get off.
Okay.
I get off by you getting off.
How long? Like, how many sessions back to back can that go on and you still you okay with it?
It don't matter, because I'm
going to let's say y'all have sex three times in a week, and you don't come three times during those three sessions. You okay?
Long as she come?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good, because when I beat my shit later, I'm going to think about how sexy she was coming, and I'm going to get mine regardless.
Okay. That works.
Okay.
Use that as motivation. I'm going to use that as lube.
It's lube. Mental lube.
It's going to be lube. Yeah. Okay. I'm good, but see, I'm more of a giver in life. You know, mm-hmm. That's just what I do. Now, some people that get off with the power exchange are taking it. Mm-hmm. Feel me? I don't get off by that. I get off by, yeah, I made her bust. That shit tasted good.
Go ahead.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. I'm okay with it. But I don't want it to be a repeated thing.
Mm.
But honestly, that's hard to happen anyway, because if you fucking me right, I'm definitely going to be coming. Like,
you're not the comer in this situation. Your job is to make him come. Are you okay with you doing all your skills and everything you do and him busting up?
Oh, why? You mean just like that? Okay, so like if I gave head and he'll bust?
Even that,
well,
yeah.
I mean, because sometimes some niggas don't bust off head like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't bust off head.
You got to do.
Yeah, I put a post up the other day, like, where those women at that be making niggas bust off head?
You got to let me just jerk off
ain't
into
never
your
happened
mouth.
To me.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
now, seriously,
like,
I always
you never came off head
when
like
a situation
it's
like
make
that.
Me try so fucking hard.
I've always been close.
You try harder when a nigga never came off head.
Yeah, I heard
you know,
that.
I really never came off head ever.
Yo, that shit was perfectly set up.
You know I never.
And I felt it right after saying it. Like,
she said, "Nah,
nah, seriously,
that clip gonna
all
be hilarious."
Aside, yo, I never just laid there and didn't touch myself and get ahead and bust a nut.
I had to learn
it
how
come
to do
to
that.
The point
my
where
wife was very patient with
once
me. Once
I get,
me.
Once I see her getting like tired of sucking my dick for so long, I beat my shit. You suck my ball, then I just explode.
This is a trick
mouth.
To it. She. You just gotta get your body as stiff as possible.
I did
and
that.
Close your
every
eyes.
Time, Rob.
Yo, you gotta focus. She. It's
shout
all
out
about
to my
focus.
Older brother Anwar. He told me to do the same shit.
It's all about
squeeze
focus.
All your muscles. Focus yep. Everything towards
pinch
your
pinch your nipples too if you have
put
to.
Put your toes back.
Yep.
Like
and focus.
Bro, I do. I do
pinch
that.
Pinch your nipple.
I do that. I like because I like my nipples licked and so.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
Yeah. Guy cool. I love. Yeah. I used to love that show. But seriously,
yeah,
I do all that, bro, and I always been close, and then they'll stop. Like, as soon as I feel like, oh, that shit coming up, it's coming up dead, because they jaw start hurting. They've been doing that shit for so long, because, of course, I can't.
You got to talk to them, let them know, babe, I'm almost there. You about to rock my world, bitch. I never did that. Then they going to start going, they going like, really? What? Tweet, ain't you?
Turn the hoe up in me.
Listen
like,
to tweets.
Start moaning
bro.
And stuff, or, like, you know, all that type of shit. You talking to me?
I used to think something wrong with my shit.
So you like
shit,
moaning?
Like, yo, why the fuck I can't?
Shut the fuck up.
Why that moan was
right?
Like that?
Shit
that shit was like Down syndrome moan.
That's what I'm trying to do. Icky teaser.
Nah, but for real, man, I never that ain't happened yet, bro.
Damn, man.
You know when you was young though?
But you know what's crazy?
Like, damn,
what about
no,
when you
see,
was
like
a boy?
16,
18, 18. I started having sex at 16, going on 17.
Okay, all right.
But I never really was into head like that. because of my older sister Monique, she always told me, your job. Hold on, let me finish it. My older sister told me, like, yo, all you do is focus on a woman. Like, don't worry about yourself. If you master that, you'll always get the call back. You'll always get hit it again. Like, you'll always be on her good side. Okay, my train of thought early on in life was focus on my mastering the woman.
She, like, taught you to be a beta.
Fuck getting my shit. So head was never important to me, because I'm coming in like this anyway. Like, just off of kissing or just taking my clothes off.
Head
was
never important to me, because, like, I always used to, like, beating my dick feel better than any head I ever got. I don't know why. I don't know what that.
Really?
Obviously, to you too. You can't come off. Huh?
You've had good. I'm talking about, like.
But I've had marvelous head, though. But don't make me come.
That's why I help in the end.
Because, like, beating my dick feel better to me than head.
Do you think because you beat your dick too much so early?
There's no such thing as beating your dick too much.
Brother, how many times in one day you beat your meat?
What's the record? That's neither here nor there, Skip Bayless.
What's the record in one day, bro?
That's neither here nor there, Skip Bayless.
Come on, man. Is it more than four times?
Of course.
You're sick. Oh my God, you're sick.
So in 24 hours, you're sick if you beat your meat more than four times?
You have to sleep about 7 of those hours.
So in what that leaves us with? 17 hours? 17 hours.
Imagine him can't find the video he needs. He still keeps looking. Like, he wasted hella time.
That's nowadays when you got the privilege of looking through videos. I had three DVDs.
Yeah,
it was
Big Booty 69. Like, it was those type of titles.
Yeah, it was
all white, and they used to write that shit on.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I had three good DVDs. One was Booty Talk 74, I think, and that's when one was called Assaliciously Delicious. Assaliciously Delicious.
You remember that shit?
I remember that. Assaliciously, because on Assaliciously Delicious, they had the anal scenes. So that's when girls was getting fucking. And that was fascinating to me, because I only had gotten pussy up to. And I was only fucking with black
what
women.
Age
you know,
you?
Black women don't let you fuck them in the ass till they get to
I'm
like
about
30.
To say, I never. Yeah. Anal was never my thing. Like,
really?
I ain't until I was like 25. That's when I really started trying it.
That's what I mean. Like, later in life, the black girls will let you fuck them in the ass because they ain't that pussy.
It took
pussy
them a while to get into the ass with the black girl.
No, you know what it be? That pussy been ran through and it ain't that much to offer anymore. So they,
yo, it's all right, might as well see what this hole about.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know you don't come off
here. Respectfully, have you been down that road?
She told you about the motherfucking cookie monster that
fucked up. Come on. It's a new year. We got new audience. Sweet. They don't know.
Yeah, we got new colors. We got new lighting.
We got new people watching the show. They don't know the background.
And we got a new logo.
They want to get to know you.
I don't do ass games at all. Like,
why?
I don't really play with the ass.
Something
you don't like your ass eight either?
I'm going to, you know, a little lick it real quick. But I don't really like to get my ass eight.
Did something happen?
I don't. Why y'all can't just let me talk? Y'all just ready to go ahead and.
Who's y'all? Oh, she doing
so
that.
So y'all can say something about the fucking
you love trying to include me and everybody else bullshit. She doing that.
Go ahead. Tell your story,
you
sister.
Yeah, it's on the side you.
I want to hear what you got to say.
Go ahead, sister tweet.
They just want to bring up old shit. Like,
oh. They just want to bring up old
shit. All the times I try anal and I ain't like it. Like, I told them, like, it was just not.
Speaking of anal, yo. How y'all feel about
save Joe's
brother Kanye West and his situation that's going on, man?
Which situation? He got a number of them. Wait, what? Kanye getting fucked?
No, you know I got the worst transitions in human history.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the divorce with his wife.
Yeah. Everything, because you saw the video the other day where they wouldn't let him see his daughter or whatever. So he
didn't get the invitation to the party, the address. Yeah, and then she popped up.
Yeah,
I don't think that's right, but I don't know, like, where she's at mentally either with him. You know what I mean?
What do you think he did?
I have no idea. It's Kanye, though.
It could have not been one thing in specific. She probably could have just had enough to the point where she's like, no, like, you just really have to be all the way away from me for a while before you could come back around.
But his kid, though.
I know that. Now, I think that was fucked up because he should still be able to come to his child's party. Like, come on, this is not about you anymore.
So do you think it's her or maybe, or is it him? Because I think these women, well, I think do think it's him because that's what the fuck you get for keep on running towards these pale-faced oh, I can't do that no more. That's what you get for keep on running to women outside of you, outside of yourself. You know what I mean? They don't understand you. They're not going to be as grateful or whatever. So that's first of all what you get to keep on fucking with them. Whether whatever race they are, you should have, I believe people should be with people that can understand each other. You know what I mean? So, because it's a lot of cultural differences there to where Kanye just shouldn't be with her. Kanye need him a tweet or Shaniqua, like, or a Kanaji.
Their soul ties are being compromised.
Yeah.
But you see his new girl? He's apparently dating.
Yeah, it's
she
another
just,
Becky.
Yeah, another,
like,
yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with y'all Beckys, trust me. But
you might want to come back to this side and see how that side is for a while.
Especially see if, with see the if it Kardashians, changes your life. Though, because, like, dumb, like, they ain't got a good track record, especially Kim. Like, and then I think Kanye still got a porn addiction because he keep on seeming to gravitating towards promiscuous women, and that comes from a porn addiction, bro. Mm.
That
kind of
makes sense.
Yeah.
The whole exotic thing.
Yeah, because any other time, in every other aspect of Kanye's life, it's all about art. It's all about evolution, it's about development, it's about accountability, you know mm-hmm. what I mean, praising God and shit like that. But when it comes to these, and that's what a lot of godly men deal with. You got everything else in life figured out, but you cannot leave them hoes alone, brother. Like, and that shit.
I was on the couch with his wife with the bonnet on, hold on here,
talking
about, bitch, you better tell
him.
Be
good. His name Derek something.
That's like, Derek. Even in the Bible, you got King Solomon and shit, the wisest man on earth. That motherfucker sent his best friend to war so he could die so he could sleep with the nigga wife and shit. You feel me?
Savage.
Yeah, man, but I feel bad for Kanye, bro. I feel
bad. At what point do you stop feeling bad for Kanye?
Never, because I understand
Kanye,
him.
Yo,
bro,
man,
if you be
dog.
Listening to what Kanye be saying, bro?
He's very conscious. He's a smart individual, though.
Fuck being conscious. He put work. Bro, don't you know Kanye built the motherfucking school in California,
yes.
Right? That's just for gifted, talented people. That's tuition free, right? Then this motherfucker went to, what's that, Oregon or Nevada, whatever, built the motherfucking full farm, self-sustainable thing, everything, like, the shit that Kanye doing, bro, is the shit that every black man should be doing, basically, right? Mm-hmm. And then they put him out there and say, oh, yo, this nigga, he dealing with mental health. He's not mentally healthy. Oh, he's crazy and doing all this shit. To show other little boys, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, don't be like that nigga.
Yeah.
But that's the exact nigga they should be like. They shouldn't mm-hmm. be like nobody else right now. That's
so you
saying
you feel bad
face.
For how he's portrayed in the media?
No, I feel bad for what they're doing to him. They make him like that because of what he's doing, bro.
Because he's actually
if that
outside
nigga was
of
getting
the
media
doing good shit.
Yeah, that's smart. What I'm if he was getting his money buying chains, buying cars, and doing all this dumb shit, Kanye would be, they'd cover Kanye like they covered the Migos. You don't never hear them niggas saying nothing bad about the Migos or fucking Future, none of these niggas. Because
they keeping the ghetto black kids a certain level.
Exactly.
When you could be here, they keeping you down here.
Exactly.
Through the Migos, through.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
And then Dirks and all these shit. They
yeah.
putting these motherfuckers out, make you aspire to be like these
yeah.
niggas. But Kanye, he the cornball because this nigga on fucking on live video saying, yo, bro, I need my wife. Mm-hmm. I need my family to be together. Niggas not taught to do that shit, bro.
Yeah.
Your motherfucking wife do anything that's not player to a nigga, you taught to leave that bitch alone, leave that bitch in the dust.
And he said it, and then niggas try to say, look at him, he fucking crazy and shit. It's like,
yeah.
He's crazy for one, his
for one.
A
his
nigga that's doing
yeah.
the right thing is crazy.
Yeah.
And I feel, bro, that's a lot of the shit that I, so that's why I sympathize with Kanye a lot, bro. Cause they putting that motherfucker out, making that, he look bad. He look like how Will Smith, that's another nigga. They made Will Smith look like shit over the last couple of years, bro. Like, but Will Smith is a motherfucker that stayed with his family, stayed with the same woman his whole, whatever problems they had it. He stayed there, he stayed in the house. He raised successful children. Yeah, his son gay and his Tyler, the creator boyfriend, but that's a successful young man. That's a successful young woman. You feel me? Will did the right thing by his family, by his kids. You ain't never heard of Will on coke, Will on fucking, he wasn't no Bobby Brown, none of that shit,
mm-hmm.
but they put that nigga out here now. That nigga's the clown. A fucking meme, you see Will crying.
No, That's a fact.
Like, they tear down the strongest of us, bro. And I'm just tired of that shit, bro. I'm tired of that shit.
Getting back to the...
let's get back to the ratchet shit.
Are there rules to sex, or are you a free flower?
He went all the way in.
Bro, we here. 2022. Yeah, are you free flowing? Like, you with whatever your like partner bisexual? Into. You're willing to do whatever. You're with whatever. You're not rejecting anything.
Nah, not whatever.
Right, so what's your limit? What are the rules?
Like, you're not about to stick. Like, son, you know what? Do you understand what possibilities there are when you say whatever?
No.
What if this nigga decide that he want to stick a machete up my ass?
That's gonna kill you. What? We talking about sex?
Realistically, tweet. Like, first of all, how many dudes you know that's really gonna be like thinking about some shit like that?
You really
that you alone or mess with. That sound like some backwoods ass
tell
person.
Tell a nigga that, like, if a nigga be like, yo, what level of nasty you is, like, and you be like, yo, you can do
okay, coach.
Ever.
All right.
You
all
want to me. And if you say that, he gonna be like, yo, I don't know, I'm scared to try this thing that I always wanted to do, which is fucking outrageous, but she really just said any fucking thing. Next thing you know, this nigga then spit on the lollipop and put it in his ass and want you to twirl it in his butt, like
a joystick? Like a joystick.
Yeah, like I'm saying.
If that turn him on, you ain't with that? You questioning him?
Yeah, I'm a lollipop. So, you want me to put a cherry?
It sound like this man like wants to experiment with you, which is a blessing. But
so a man
judging.
Can't be open about his sexuality with you.
Yeah, it sound like you judging.
That's
him.
What you're saying?
If exploring your sexuality means that you want me to like put something in your butt or like lick your ass, or
the
something,
man's G spot's in his ass.
I know that. But
so you're not going to eat my? I mean, you can't lick a nigga ass.
I told y'all, yo.
Wait, what?
Yo, I'm saying why nigga got
upset?
You can't lick an ass.
I don't understand that. Like, damn, you can't lick a nigga ass. If your man come to you after a hard day at work, like, yo, bro, I'm about to get in the shower. You feel me? Here go $50.
So spot on.
Here go $50.
What, he paying this his girl?
I'm saying, exactly. Like, I gotta pay this my bitch. Like, so I know it's already a problem, so I'm gonna just slide $50 on the table, make that shit a little bit more worth your time. Like,
no, look, most I'm doing with a nigga ass is a little thumb in the butt, just to hit your little.
Nah, don't do that.
Put no thumb in my ass, that hurt.
Don't do that.
Look at your big ass thumb. Put your thumb in the camera.
Tweet.
That big ass thumb tossing my little thumb in the ass.
You've done that before?
Yeah, I did that, like.
Oh my God.
A little muddy ass thumb.
I was definitely on some drunk junk shit, like, cause I'm on some.
Nah, the fact
shit,
that he wanted that is just crazy.
Yeah, like, which was I started questioning his sexuality. Like,
he probably was just in tune with himself on a different level.
And he was.
And I feel like a lot of women judge men and like put us back in a little corner because if I want to explore things with you, I really fuck with you like that to want to even go there with you. Why would, you know what I mean? Why would you judge me on that? Like,
yeah, you could try to do something with a woman and she'd be like, ew, you like that? You must be gay. Like, bitch, I'm doing it with you.
Yeah, like anything you do with a woman can't be gay. It's a man and a woman.
Just make it, I hear you on that. That's fine. Like, that's definitely true. Mm-hmm. But if you asking me whether or not I want to do it or if it's a preference of mine, I get the right to say it's not. Like,
oh, absolutely.
I do not like what you want me to do.
Oh, this bitch trying to tell a nigga no. I'm tired of this.
Okay, like, so you're against putting shit up asses.
Yeah, like, I'm good off that. Like,
no ass play for
a
tweet.
Little, or like a little, what's some shit, the little beads.
Like, anal beads?
Anal beads.
Nah,
like,
now you're doing
yeah, you could do that, like, you know, pop, like, two little...
In your
like,
ass?
Like, all right, cool, yeah.
Like, first
first
two.
Yeah, first two, all right,
okay,
fuck
them
it.
Things
right,
get bigger as you go along.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's what I'm saying. Just two. That's... We good. Like, something like that, cool. But
so
all that extra shit,
you want the beads, but you don't want the penis in there.
No, I don't really care for that.
What if, like, you rub your clit for a little while to warm yourself up?
I don't even like taking a shit. I don't want you to put no big-ass dick in my butt, like...
What if I put a little dick in?
I don't usually be fucking on no little dick.
I'm saying, you don't know until it come out.
I'm good.
What if I put a standard size dick in? Yeah. Ain't not too
not
little,
for
not
real,
too
like,
big.
What if
hey, brother, listen.
What if some shit
don't
he wanted me to do?
Standard size brothers, okay?
What if some shit he wanted me to do was put or do it to me or put my big toe in his ass?
tweet. Nobody's like, gonna ask. Bro,
I'm trying to think like that you wear in the universe. You never know. It's probably a nigga watching this right these guys, now.
Like you, like,
it's a nigga right now that want. Not that literally want me to do it, but will want somebody to put a toe in it, but you never know what people like.
Where are these super freak ass niggas located?
Because the same niggas, you know, that's in the hood and shit. They just not expressing that. They just not telling y'all that that's the type of shit they
into. You might be right, Tweet. I can't fight you. You might be right because I don't know what these niggas into.
You don't.
But I wanna consciously think the most niggas want is they ass ate. I don't want to think a nigga want a toe in his bunker. Like,
yeah, not a toe.
You feel me? Like, nail.
And then she's talking about big toe word.
And then she probably not lubing her shit. She probably just pile driving your shit.
You know, on the news, they just found a nigga that put a fucking missile in his asshole, supposedly tried to say that he slipped and fell on it.
What?
Did you know that? Like, what it's news? People out here that news is crazy
that's
shit.
That's like some South Park shit. What the fuck is this?
All mothers. I seen it on Instagram, and I forgot what news it was in. It was probably like some international fuck? Shit.
But rocket in his
son,
ass.
He had a big ass missile like this, son.
What's the missile?
And that shit said he tried to
it
tell
was a
them
scud.
When he went to the hospital that he slipped and fell on it in his basement.
He like, had a missile in
so
the basement.
So you slipped and fell on a lubricated missile.
He was trying to drill his shit once like, and for all. Hey, you got his shit.
Going out in a blaze of glory.
Damn. That's he's trying
you
to launch
know,
a fire
man.
Mission.
Hey, listen, man. Shout out to everybody that's into that freaky shit. Man.
Yeah,
whatever
what
limit you at,
just
man.
Don't
we
do
not
that
here to judge.
Yo,
go with
Tweet here to judge. We not here to judge.
Whatever works for you and your lady.
Yeah.
Or your man, or your whatever you into, your
whatever,
trail,
whatever works for
whatever,
you. Keep that between you
like.
And your lady. As far as me, man, it ain't no limits to what me and my lady do, man. You know what I mean? Anything she say, go.
So
and she don't never
on,
say
brother.
Too
you
much.
Know where I'm going.
I say anything she say, go. But whatever so, she gonna say, we'll explore that. What's up, she? What you got to say? That's
you don't
not
got
she.
No boundaries.
Whatever my wife says
your
goes.
Your wife want to try some new shit.
What did my wife want to try?
And play.
Me and my wife done
with
played
you.
In her ass plenty of
with
time.
Your ass.
My wife eats my ass on a regular.
I eating your ass. She want to insert something in your ass.
What?
Might be the strap.
No. You're not strapping me down.
It's circumstantial.
What if it's a toy?
My wife wouldn't even
play what if
games
it's a sexual toy?
No, my wife don't play
like, what if she
want to
put the rabbit on your ass and let it vibrate?
I think if I got pleasure from that, or my wife thought I got pleasure from stuff like that, she would.
I want to try it.
Ask.
We know, Tank.
My wife, that's what all this shit been coming down to.
To let herself out of the closet.
One nigga on my side. Like, you know, I might try. I want to try it.
Put it on that's all he needed. That's all he needed. Now it's the same place. He about to tell us all the freaky shit he be trying to do.
Oh, my God. I'm not that bad. I'm not that bad.
He about
I'm
to unleash the beast.
Oh, my God.
Unleash the dragon
unleash
in here.
The dragon. Y'all niggas gonna make me. Listen, all I'm saying is, I don't want anything inserted in, but I'm cool with the outside. Whatever you want to do on the outside,
just rub around the rim.
Yeah, like we do rim job. Rim job.
Shit, like a sound bowl.
like I'm pretty much into like you know anything on the outside.
So. Man, look, bro. I got a question, yo. Tell me something that you wouldn't stop eating if you were a billionaire. Give me something that you would never stop eating
Chick-fil-A.
If you were a billionaire. Chick-fil-A?
And how special rice from the Chinese store. Chinese stores in the hood, not the little
fix. Oh, you saying basically foods that like, you know, we don't gotta eat no more, but we still
foods that
wanna
you eat
them
on
chips.
Your level now.
Yeah,
if you was a billionaire,
was, okay.
What would you still eat?
I don't know how to, like, vegetables ain't gonna change.
All right,
so before you switch over your eating habit, when you was eating whatever you wanted.
All right, I would probably have to say mac and cheese or chicken quesadillas.
You cut off mac and cheese?
Nigga, I can't eat cheese.
Why?
When I make macaroni and cheese, it's vegan cheese. Or like,
ew!
You know, cheese I'm making from scratch. Like,
you made some shit, what was it, a couple weeks ago. And I had questions, but I don't know if I was sleepy or I was
yo,
high.
Yo, the shit she be posting
I meant to comment
looks
on
disgusting.
Your video. Like, what the fuck was you making here?
Yeah. And I had to catch myself and stop responding negatively.
And you were like, you had everything, like, and then you put it all together.
All right, recently I posted the jackfruit egg rolls. Well, they're eggless because they're vegan. I did some macaroni and cheese. I did empanadas. I did spaghetti.
With no egg.
Nigga, it's not an egg roll.
It might have been that spaghetti shit.
Yeah, that spaghetti shit looked it atrocious.
Oh, I was God. Like,
everything you post looks disgusting. Yo, y'all disgusting. Get on my nerve.
They are terrible.
Like, listen, the I applaud what you're doing.
They have no idea how it tastes.
Your body is probably healthy as shit, but it's just like, the visual.
Shut the fuck up. Let them talk.
The visual be fucked up. Go ahead, Ryan.
I'm going to get it after you.
Well, I was going to let you go.
Get it after you. I'm going to get it after you because I got something to say, too. Go ahead. Go ahead, Chief.
I'm done. The visual.
Why are you still doing this? Like, what changes have
you
made? What
did the nigga say? Why are you still doing this? It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. Like, fuck you mean?
What are you looking for out of this lifestyle?
Excuse me. Yo,
like, why are you keep doing this to yourself?
Wow, that was a good one. Y'all heard that?
No, right. Everybody.
Why?
Again, I mean, I've been on this journey for a long time. Like, you feel
it's
me?
It's been about a year.
I always been like no, I'm talking about as far as. I'm saying, I've always been curious about the stuff that we ate and, like, you know, shit that's on labels and stuff and, like, trying to understand what it is. And, like, I always was into that. Like, but when I was 15, I think I told y'all this already, I had seen Super Size Me, Fast Food Nation, all of them type of things. And, like, it just really opened my eyes to a lot of shit. And I just start, like, I start cutting stuff out. I had stopped eating red meat and I stopped drinking milk. So that was when I was like 15. So I already knew I was going to work my way up to, like, you know, eating better or whatever. But I didn't know about alkaline and vegan and all that. I learned about that like 5-6 years ago. And yeah, I just started working my way to it. It's been 2 years, y'all. It's been, yeah, just about 2 years. You so mad right now. You look so disappointed at me.
Do I?
It's really beneficial, y'all. Like, first of all, I want to do a lot of shit in life. And I feel like I need to be able to be here in order to do it. And if I keep eating the bullshit I was told I could eat, like, you know, before and all that, and putting all these chemicals in my body, I ain't gonna be here to explore all the shit that I made.
Okay.
I don't want to die at like 50
Can't
and not experience
everything.
I think
that's a little extreme. That's just my opinion. I think you're a little dramatic there.
That's fair.
Die at 50 from eating shit we eating. I think that's a little extreme. Like,
you don't think at some point, well. Like, look at the whole America. Look how everybody be young as hell with all of these fucking diseases and shit.
Some of that shit is hereditary, though.
Yeah, but you can also make changes by your diet. If you continue to eat the same bullshit that they was eating.
I could probably, like, not eat Burger King and McDonald's.
Okay, that's right? It. You're saying you're not going to be able to cut nothing else out?
I'm saying, like, I'm going to cut a few things out. Like, yeah, you cut everything out. Like, you don't drink alcohol.
All right, but I mean, I'm the type of person vegan, with stuff, like, I like the cold turkey. Like, I don't know why.
Got animal,
like,
it's products just, in it? Why you don't drink alcohol?
Alcohol was just a decision where it was just like, you feel me? I was doing that shit since I was young. I ain't really give a fuck like that. And I knew that when I drink it, that I get
that's freaky.
That
you get a little
shut the fuck up.
I don't need my next question. Like, what happened to where like enough was enough? Like, you must have did some wild.
I told y'all though that before y'all aggravated. We got a break.
When you was drunk,
right?
Don't be ashamed. Oh my God, bro! I told y'all I had fucked one of my friends at my best friend party, and I ain't remember it.
So only thing you need is some alcohol to fuck one of your friends that want to fuck you.
I hate this nigga, yo.
I'm just asking a question.
Black man can't ask a question.
Damn.
I had sex with him and didn't remember it. And then it was like, you know, I found out mistakenly it was.
What? You had sex with him and didn't remember it. So how you know you actually did it?
That's what. See, if y'all shut the fuck up, you. Same. New
you
year. Same shit.
Go ahead.
Is it which. No, yeah, which camera?
Was at the right one. He was at the right
new
one.
Year. Same shit. Them bullying me. Listen to me. So I found out actually because first of all, I'm questioning it already because when we wake up, me and him is on the same couch. And I'm like, all right, I mean, fuck it. You know, we was all fucked up yesterday. Man, this nigga probably laid. All right, cool. But I'm, what really happened? So mistakenly, one of the people.
And it felt weird?
No, my vagina felt normal.
Did it have like a sex smell in it?
No.
No rubber smells?
No, I didn't smell that.
You didn't smell like AutoZone?
I didn't.
So you fucked raw.
You ain't do a damn thing in that moment. Go ahead.
Fuck raw.
Anyway. Tell your story, sister.
Sorry. So, we're still all in the house, because mind you, everybody's still hungover and all that shit, so we didn't order food. Niggas is in the room, like, sleep. She got a whole basement to herself. And, like, everybody laying down. So one of the people that was in the room mistakenly texted me, supposedly, and was saying something about us fucking. So I'm looking, and I'm like, wait, hold on. So they was trying to text somebody else in the room about us fucking.
But they said?
Mistakenly text me. I don't remember in detail. I don't remember. But, yeah, that's how I found out, and, you know, that went from there. And I was just, like, really disgusted with myself. So I had stopped drinking for, like, 2 years. And then one day, I just randomly had a drink again. I was drinking a little bit. And I just really came to the conclusion that I didn't really give a fuck about drinking no more. Like, I've been doing it since I was young, and I... oh, boy, you got a question?
Do I finish your story?
And I know I'm a smoker, so it's like, whatever. Let me just smoke my weed, and I'll be good, like... I can't control myself on a flicker the way I can with smoking weed, and I like the way that makes me feel, so I'd rather do that.
So you get a little out of control when you drink.
Now, I will say, I wonder if you're going to ask about this, I do miss drunk sex. I do miss that.
I wasn't going to ask that.
How okay, bad what you was your drunk sex?
Tell us more.
What?
Tell us more.
About drunk, oh.
Yeah,
because, like, you feel me? I ain't slut out like that in a long time, you know, because it's been a while since I've stopped drinking. It's been like a year or so. Yeah, a little over. Yeah, almost 2 years too.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you like I kind of missed out. Like about I want 2 years. I kind of need like a good night like that again, you know. But first of all, I gotta have a nigga shut the fuck up, Ra. You're not on the roster.
Hold on. Let me make this clear once and for all.
Excuse me.
Hold on. Hold on. No, I gotta do that because Tweaky. That's the third time she said it, and I let it slide a couple of times.
What did I say?
Don't nobody want that ass, Tweet.
Nigga was just over here like, you like when niggas moan.
We got the same haircut. Nobody want that ass, Tweet.
Yo, first of all, my hair grew. My hair grew.
No, I had to say that. She keep making it seem like I want the ass.
My shit longer than cheese.
We joke and we play a lot. I love you as a little sister. Whatever. And that's what it is. Don't nobody want that ass. That shit ain't even experienced.
I don't care. Somebody like it. What's your question?
Okay. So
get it, she.
This is harassment.
I'm asking a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Black man can never ask questions in America.
Were you, did you stop drinking because you were disgusted that you couldn't remember? Or
you
because
your friend
was not someone you was attracted to?
Oh, nah, it was because I didn't remember that I did it. Because I was low-key attracted to him. Cause, like,
so you was going
to
give him the pussy like, regardless?
Nah, I wouldn't say I was going to give him the pussy regardless, but, like, it was like, cool.
Before.
Yeah, like, it was possible. Like, you know how when you see somebody, you know whether or not you might fuck them or not, you know? And he been around. He's the cousin of my best friend's girlfriend. So he's always around. And you feel me? I know this nigga.
I already hurt.
But he's your friend, you said.
Yeah, like, be cool, too, because at this point, you know, we all kicking it. Like,
so you think about fucking
you be
your
around.
Friend. Like,
but I
not think about it, but it, like...
So it's a possibility like you, sit down and you run might down fuck one of your friends like, if you get
yo,
drunk.
Y'all got friends. Y'all got girlfriends that y'all
course,
know. Like,
yeah,
I,
course,
yeah you know
yeah.
for me,
I'm
if the
for
door was
female,
open, I'm
I just
want to like,
know if females do that. Like,
oh, yeah, we do that. I got
a couple girlfriends I know, like, yeah,
fuck.
She might get a little drunk. Yeah, I fuck.
Yeah, of course we got niggas weak when we know. Yo. And wait, because I almost skipped over.
This mic water ran out the fucking camera.
The fact this nigga slid the bottle across the table.
Yo,
the nigga slid the pun.
I got a couple girlfriends. Huh?
Let me stop, yo. What do you think we really want? Huh?
Listen, I just never heard like I never heard that come from an actual female's mouth. Like, yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, we do.
A couple of my friends would be like, yeah. A couple of my friends, I would. Thought about like, oh yeah, I would probably give him some.
Probably give him a little bit.
Yeah, it's like you ain't got no intention to, but you're not like completely
yeah,
against the
you're
idea.
Yeah,
you're
not
gonna like,
probably ever do it, but it's like yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah
but after
ain't
that,
completely
but after that, we
idea.
Fucked again, and it was just like, all right, then we start fucking. It was like, cause I needed to know.
That's
I needed
why I
to know what.
A tweet, bro.
Why she just do
sometimes
that?
Sometimes I really
why
hate
she just
tweet,
do that?
What's the problem?
And it's not just tweet; it's women.
What's the problem?
Women make no sense.
Go ahead.
Y'all make no sense.
First of all, I stopped drinking, but that didn't mean that I couldn't fuck him again. I
we're
need to find out what
that.
I missed that night.
We're not saying that. But you made it seem like fucking him was a bad decision, one of the worst decisions you made.
Yeah.
I didn't feel bad, and I probably didn't want that sober pussy.
Speaking to him and speaking to my best friend, I felt comfortable. I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm just overdoing it, because at the same time, it's not like I felt like he did anything to me where I was forced. You know, like, because I wouldn't have did nothing I didn't want to. Plus, my best friend is here. I'm in my best friend's house. So, and they like, yo, we heard y'all. Like, y'all, you feel me? Y'all was having a good time. And it's like, all right, well, you know what? I'm about to go try to re-experience that.
What?
Yo, like, they said randomly, like, we was just on the bed. Next thing they know, we was just kissing, like, really passionately. Like,
wow, that had to be real.
Everybody just started walking out.
You don't passionately kiss.
Like, everybody knew that. What you was drinking back then, like,
son, it was Civeca, and that's why, like, clear liquor, Civeca. I don't fuck with that shit.
So if you did that off some Civeca,
like, Henny was used to be my choice of drink because I grew up on that. What you said?
Nah, yo, boy, yo. Just
Henny, like, cognac was my shit, like. Mm-hmm. You know, Henny, I fucked with that. I ain't fucked with it because I knew that it was cognac.
Yeah, cognac. That'd be some of that cognac.
Come on, give me some of that brown water.
That brown water. That brown water.
Yeah, clear, that should be having me act stupid. Like, Tito's is vegan, but I ain't about to drink that shit. I ain't fucking with that. Yeah, that shit is like, tastes like rubbing alcohol.
I don't know how y'all do
that. What I really want to talk about real quick in our last closing moments is, y'all, do sometimes, as a woman,
I like how all the questions today are geared towards me.
Not
like,
all. My questions was for both.
Whatever. Okay, go. Continue.
Do y'all notice that tweet is so fucking defensive on this show?
Oh,
like,
my
she
God.
Claims she
like,
does.
She expected
well, I
us
have
to
defend myself
her,
since you guys always gang up on me.
No, that was the old show. We upgraded.
That was the old show.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Women have voices this year.
You see, we upgraded here.
Women's these voices. What is the question?
Sometimes, let me ask my brother.
Okay.
Sometimes, and when dealing with these females, bro, do they actually, like, absolutely make no sense sometimes? Like, do you find a lot of contradictions? This has nothing to do with what was discussed today,
mm-hmm.
right? This is just a general that has been on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Do women make sense to you at all times, bro?
I think only women that don't make sense are the percentage of women that be doing too much. I have two sides of women. I have the women, this group of women that actually are like niggas. They operate, they think like niggas, their actions
they
are niggas,
dildos?
But they are actually women. No, they're women, but it's just like they were brought up by, surrounded by men. So their mind frame is straight to the point. They're not gonna sugarcoat shit. They make sense.
I don't wear dildos.
Then you got the group of women.
Tweet, you never wore a dildo?
I've never
see,
worn a
and she don't want us. See what Tweet do? Tweet kind of
forced
our
hands
sometimes.
Tweet already admitted us that she done strapped the nigga
down
before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But if we bring it up, then we wrong. But you won't sit here and say that.
I just saying, told y'all I don't play ass games. Y'all better
not. You said you strapped the dude down.
You said you pegged the nigga back in the day.
You did say you pegged the guy.
You didn't peg that dude? Come on, Tweet. Don't lie to our people.
What dude?
Tweet, did you tell us you pegged the dude or not?
Yeah, I told y'all that.
Okay. Thank you.
Y'all right. With the tenant. Y'all right. And it was black. And oil. Oh, sorry. I was flashback.
Whoa.
Wait, for she the got smoke, dark.
Flashback.
She got dark real quick.
Dark. It was black. And it was oil.
It was black.
And it
what,
had
what
bangs
was the question
in
again?
It. Like, God
it was,
damn.
Yeah, one real big one.
She
and it
got
wrapped
dark
around.
Real quick. It was sorry. Black. It was oily. Like Whoopi Goldberg's gun.
So her eyes were big. She about to transform on us this morning.
But no. Please. But no.
No, but you're right. They are. I believe, yeah. Those, a lot of, I believe 79% of women do not make sense. They contradict a lot of shit they say.
So I say this because.
And then you
right?
got those women that straight to the point who think, you know, the way we think.
So I say this because me and my wife, we have discussions sometimes, right? And my wife would go, you need to stop. Let everybody say this about you. You petty. You hold on to stuff for too long. You cannot keep on bringing up stuff from the past, right? And then the very next sentence, she'll be like, you've been doing such and such such from 2009 and everybody know you do that. I'm like, hold the fuck up. Is that not the past?
Mm.
So what I'm asking is, yo, why is it when you communicate with a woman, right?
why isn't it ever on both sides, right? So you could do X, Y, and Z. They could do X, Y, and Z. When you say, hey, yo, you did X, Y, and Z, they go, but that's different. Or, but I did that because you did this. But then when you go, hey, yo, you did X, Y, and Z. Or they come to you, they be like, yo, you did X, Y, and Z. You be like, hey, yo, you're right. I'm a piece of shit. What do you want me to do?
All right, so that may have been most women that you've dealt with.
Don't simplify it.
The fact that you've been with the same person for a long time, you know, that's what your experience is specifically with her. Mm-hmm. But, like, that'll definitely come from us feeling like we always got to defend ourselves. Mm. And the fact that we do want y'all to be honest with us and tell us about ourselves, but sometimes that shit, you know, it hurt. Mm. So we just be feeling like we gotta, like, you know, yeah, get something back at you, you know, so it'll be an even playing field, like.
Tick for tack.
Yeah, kinda, you know, and I don't even think that's per se with just women, because there's niggas that do that too.
No, I think it's not necessarily women, because on one hand, y'all say, oh, be honest, tell me how you really feel, but when I do that,
you like, yeah, I want you to put the lollipop in my ass.
Limit, like, okay, tell me, but don't tell me everything.
Like, for instance, if I say my ass look small today, or like, do it look big, and you be like, yeah, no, that shit look flat as fuck. Like, I don't want you to say all that, or you could just tell me, like,
but
yeah,
it probably
baby,
did look
not
flat
looking
as
like,
fuck. It's like, you want me to be honest?
So when you tell a girl with a flat ass that she has a flat ass, that's a problem?
No, I just use that as an example. I'm just saying, like, it's about, because you know, sometimes it's about the way you say something. Like,
if somebody told
you
you have a flat ass, would you be mad?
No. Like, okay. I mean, who cares? Like, I know that.
I'm saying a guy that you have feelings for and a guy that you like, I mean, that you want to be like, sexy for, he'd be like, yo, your ass flat as hell.
Well, he never said, nobody never said nothing like
that. I'm saying, if they say that, because your ass is flat. But if they say that, would you be mad?
I had already said I had a flat ass. He gonna try to, like...
I agree with you!
Like, well, I don't need that. I don't need that in my life.
Why is that a man can never agree with a woman?
I'm over here trying to build my ass as we speak, okay?
Trying to build my ass. Trying to build the ass.
Build the bare ass.
That shit gonna come out wumpy as hell.
All this alkaline and vegan shit. Little ass about to disappear.
That shit ain't working.
Nah, it is working. My ass disappearing.
I want whatever you want for yourself, Tweet. I hope you find
it. He love you.
Yeah,
trust me.
I love
me.
You so
but
much.
But God damn, give it up.
Yo, y'all
That shit ain't working.
Yo. How is not working, though? How is not working,
yo,
though?
You've been doing this shit too long.
And you look your goal
is, what is going to happen?
If your goal is to have a fat ass... But you've been
first
doing
of all,
this
I was not
like
been built. I have not been
stand
trying to build
up,
an ass for a long time.
I'm going
to
give you a real
we're not about to do that.
What have you been building for a year?
I said
now?
I have not been building an ass for a year.
Okay,
I have not done shit to build an ass.
How long have you been on the journey?
I have not started. This is what I'm saying. Like, as in getting back in the gym and, like, you know, really working out to build an ass, I have not started doing that at all.
Stop saying build the ass.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Because you feel me? I got a butt where my shit fat and it hang, but I need the bubble.
That shit don't hang.
I need the...
Stop!
We don't have to do this. We
don't
have to do this. Y'all don't want to do this.
So
he's trying to turn this into a porno so bad.
No,
like, we got a new studio. This is what he's trying to turn out like. This is not a tour.
We got a new studio.
Hey, yo.
Niggas always trying to slut me out. Like, I don't understand.
Oh, my God. Yo,
cut the camera, yo.
Okay, we got to get another here because we always act like we just picking on. We just talking to you because you're the only person that talks
to us.
But
damn, I got
to
gel like y'all gel too. Like, damn.
Oh, you just gelling? Okay, okay.
Damn, this for the show too. I got to, you
because I feel bad if you start feeling offended.
No,
because we love you here. We don't want you to be uncomfortable.
I don't hold on to anything for too long.
Like, well, see, you're the opposite of me.
I stopped giving a fuck after like 5 seconds.
Still thinking of shit 2009.
So your wife was right.
Right.
This is my point, right? I can say, yo, that's fucked up. That's a flaw I have. You're right. Mm-hmm. Now, what flaws do you have?
Oh, no.
That should go cricket.
Women
cricket,
and accountability
cricket. Is
impossible. That shit don't go
all
together.
Right, but listen to this. You can't have, all right, if you want it to be like that, you got to open the conversation where y'all understand that y'all are about to talk about each other. If I just come to you and say, you know, if I want to address something that you're doing, and I try to tell you about yourself, and you'd be like, but you did. And it's like, no, don't do that, because that's not what we came here for.
What if I did something that was caused by something that you did? Like, what if I'm reacting to something that you did?
What's your question about it?
No, I'm saying, so you saying you can't come to a woman and be like, you know, well, you did. You got to come and be like, well, we're both going to start talking about stuff we did. What I did wrong, which I admit was wrong, mm-hmm. but what if it was based off something that you did wrong to me first? Are you ever going to accept that accountability?
Yes.
That's impossible. I've never seen it.
I don't know what type of females y'all deal with, you dealt with, but like, I'm saying, I don't know. I guess because I'm one of them, so like long. How you say, like one of the niggas, I be more rational about shit. I accept a lot of shit. Like, I accept people for who they are and the shit that they be doing. It's like, and in some ways, sometimes that turn into taking a short, but what?
Go ahead.
Sometimes I can turn into taking a short, but for the most part, like, I don't hold on to shit. So it'd be like, all right, you did it. It's like, I'll probably disagree with what you did, but I'm not going to hold that over your head. Like,
I just want to say you guys look phenomenal on this camera. I've just been staring at it.
Period.
So good. I'm so proud of us and what we've been able to accomplish here.
Yes.
And we appreciate everybody for tuning in to Room of Spoons Live. We know y'all can be anywhere else, but y'all here with us. Mm-hmm. We're here every Thursday around 8:00, 7:30, somewhere in that.
They don't know because this is air tomorrow.
I know.
But we are working on the internet so we can come back to y'all live. We are working on that.
So we can read y'all comments. Y'all can tell us where we from.
Because y'all be wilding in the comments.
Once again, if you got any topics y'all would like us to discuss, y'all may not give a fuck, but put it in the inbox.
And if y'all want to come up here, like any females, you know, if y'all want to come up here and vibe with me, because I don't like y'all.
Try and get some pussy.
And I'm definitely...
She always up here trying to get some pussy.
I had somebody on my side because y'all see how they be doing me. And if y'all, you know, if y'all fans from back in the back, y'all know.
Look, she's also y'all fans that like to lick the cat in the back.
What?
You heard her?
Her was back. Oh, man. But once again, we appreciate y'all for watching this. Make sure y'all share it. Put it everywhere you can. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Y'all fucking with Rental Spoons and we fucking with y'all. And once again, I'm King Sheed. This is
Two's Talents.
Hit her on Instagram. A lot of good content. My nigga, Pope Ra. The one and only.
Whatever you want, we'll be back. What we got coming up? We ain't got shit going on, man. We might print some sweaters out.
Say, what we got
I got an
up.
Interesting
got
topic shit. That we ain't get in tonight that we'll
go ahead,
into
get
that
into
show.
It. No, go ahead, we got time.
We definitely don't got enough time to get
you
in.
You ain't got time?
It's
okay, you ain't
it's
got
called time. Semen retention.
All right. Get into it. With that being said,
we gonna get into it.
Look, now we'll get into it.
Right.
It's been a beautiful episode. Bye.
Later, bitch.